Chapter 6. The old cargo ship sped between a rusting Mon Calamari frigate and a rebel A-wing fighter. No matter how close to the debris Ray flew, the two TIE fighters stuck right behind them. Ray flew dangerously close to the surface of the desert, then banked hard to the left. The edge of the cargo ship cut deep into the sand and spun the ship forward. The resistance soldier now had a perfect shot at one of the TIE fighters. He did not waste the opportunity. Boom! Pieces of the TIE fighter flew everywhere as blaster bolts ripped through its hull. Ray watched the remains of the ship fall to the graveyard below. All the TIE's primary systems would probably survive the crash. Some lucky scavenger would be eating well that night. The remaining TIE stayed close on their tail. One of its blasts connected with the gunner's turret, jamming the controls. "The cannon's stuck in forward position. I can't move it," the man cried. "You've got to lose him." Ray tried to shake the TIE by zigzagging close to jagged piles of debris, but it was no use. She needed a new plan. In the distance, Ray spotted the hollowed-out hull of a crashed Star Destroyer. It gave her a crazy idea. If she could fly inside the ship, maybe she could lose the TIE for good. There was no way it could follow her into such a tight space, right? As Ray changed course to head toward the Star Destroyer, she heard the Resistance soldier's panicked voice over the comm. "Are we really doing this?" he shouted. But Ray had made up her mind. She flew inside the Star Destroyer, then checked the ship's sensors. To her dismay, the TIE had followed them. Debris pelted both ships, but Ray focused on the opening at the other end of the Star Destroyer. If she could just make it through! A feeling of peace overwhelmed Ray. She knew exactly what she had to do. "Get ready!" she shouted.
"For what?"
the man shouted back. Ray yanked the ship's yoke to the right and flew out of the Star Destroyer into the bright sunlight. Then she cut the engines, flipping the ship around so the gunner turret was pointed right at the TIE fighter. The Resistance soldier took the hint. Ray saw the bright red bolts leave the blaster cannon and hit the TIE fighter right where it counted. The enemy ship exploded in a hail of sparks. But Ray wasn't going to wait around for more TIE fighters to show up. She flipped the cargo ship toward the brilliant blue sky of Jakku and set a course for space. Beneath her, the sandy desert became smaller and smaller. The air grew thin and less turbulent. There were fewer and fewer clouds outside the cockpit window, and the first stars began to appear ahead. It was over. Ray had outrun a platoon of stormtroopers, piloted a cargo ship for the very first time, and taken on two TIE fighters. Not bad. She ran to the back of the ship to congratulate her new friend. At the same time, he was making his way forward to celebrate with her. They met in the middle in an explosion of words. "Nice shooting," she began.
"That was some flying. How did you do that?"
I'm not sure. I've flown smaller ships, but I've never left the planet."
"No one trained you? That was amazing."
"You got him in one blast. It was perfect."
When the words ran out, they just kept smiling at each other. Then a question occurred to Ray. "What's your name?"